It's a special edition of Dave and Dejanovic, live from Spanish Fork High School. This is KSL in your community.
Dave, you've never been to the Festival of Colors at the Krishna Temple in Spanish Fork, have you?
I don't want to say I'm an idiot, because that's mean to myself. But what an opportunity lost. I went to school down here, and I cannot believe I've never been to the Festival of Colors. Every one of my friends have been down there. It looks to be an amazing experience. I never got down there, though.
Charu Das, he's the president of the Spanish Fork and Salt Lake's Krishna Temples. Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie and John.
Or Debbie and Dave.
Debbie and Dave.
My dad's John.
See,
it still works.
If you'd been at the festival, I'd know your name.
You'd know that.
Yeah, I would know your name.
$7 online. Is that the price of tickets?
It's cheaper online, so I'd advise
take
advantage of all those early bird discounts. You can get colors, T-shirts.
That's incredible.
You can even buy your meal in advance at a discount right now.
I'm looking at the picture on the poster. And it is incredible. So thank you for throwing a birthday party in my honor on March 25th and 26th of this year. I was planning on going out of town, but I may stay for the colors. You have to come for Debbie's
birthday party.
Yeah,
there we go.
Oh, so
absolutely.
How many people show up at this?
It depends entirely on the weather. Last year, even though the weather was pretty bad, consistently from January to April, and we always have it in the third weekend of March, the beginning of spring, it was 75 degrees both days, and we had 20,000 people over the course of Saturday and Sunday.
That's amazing.
What's the significance of the Festival of Colors?
It's a celebration of spring after the chill and barrenness of winter. All those seeds which have lain dormant under the ground burst forth and colors of purple and green and red and yellow. There's also fragrant, and the cornstarch that we use is scented also. So throughout the festival area, had you been, you would have smelled
John.
You would have smelled jasmine, sandalwood, musk, etc. And, you know, at one point we were doing 13 of them as far away as Santa Cruz and Reno and Sacramento, and we were doing them in the fall. So people were saying, how can you do a spring festival in the fall? My answer is, spring is a metaphor for transformation. Every day we should be renewing ourselves, throwing off the unwanted and learning more things and having more richer and meaningful relationships. And so in that sense, it's not real. The way we celebrate it, our mindset, it's not really an ethnic seasonal festival, but it's something we should be doing every day on one level or another.
Say that again, what you just said about no, because I needed to hear
You're
that today.
You're a tough one.
No, I needed to hear that today about the renewal, and every day we
should be renewing ourselves.
Bathe
yourself in the new, yeah. Every day is an opportunity to go to the next step. This is a day the Lord has made.
It's an incredible sight visually.
It's beautiful.
In fact, I can almost guarantee, folks, you've seen it on social media, the postings.
Driving by, maybe.
Well, what happens is everyone seems to have – what is it? Is it like a color?
No, it's definitely not chalk. It's cornstarch.
Okay, so it's cornstarch. It's colored. And then at a time, everyone will throw it.
Well, this is interesting because they've done it in India for thousands of years, but they never gathered together. It's diffused throughout the area, and they never did the countdown. That was our contribution here in Spanish Fork,
really?
Utah. We invented the syndrome of gathering masses of people together and at the top of every hour counting down. And so the special VIPs on stage will say 10, then throw it back, the audience 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And then we have all kinds of fun. Every countdown it has a different message. Like, again, diversity, celebrating how we're all stronger and better together as a community. The colors can mean what you've been carrying, the bitterness, the resentment, what someone about you 10 or 20 years ago. Here's a chance to just throw it up in the air, get rid of it, and lighten up yourself for the rest of your
journey. It's like you are looking into my soul today. You are looking into my soul today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Needed to hear this amazing conversation, and so timely. March 25th and 26th of this year, $7 online. What's the website? People can buy tickets.
Surprisingly, festivalofcolors.com.
Okay. Thanks.
That's a nightmare Google search. Holy cow. How could I possibly find that?
Charu Das, president of Spanish Fork and Salt Lake's Krishna Temples, lightening up the show today. And also joining
us. Can I also mention that our, just by coincidence or maybe divine arrangement, the fellow sitting right next to me, my co-guest, is Kurt Gordon. And for... since 2007, he's been playing his lead guitar on the main band at the Festival of Colors, Ananda Groove.
That's incredible. Kurt, you're also the owner and curator of Angelus Theater here in Spanish Fork. So, what you have is,
yep.
We got him? Okay. We're just having some mic changes here. You know all about that if you run the theater.
That's right.
Right? So tell us what people can see at the theater.
So we do mostly live theater, and we've got a really good season coming up this year for 2023. The two families that produce and even write the theatrical productions are the Gashler family from Orem, who just moved to Spanish Fork a couple months ago, and the Cobb family, also from Orem. So the Gashlers have a company called Great Hall Theatrical, which is kind of a Norse theme. And Spanish Fork, of course, is one of the main Icelandic settlements in North America. So that, to me, that kind of goes hand in hand. They write some really, really good action. The one that we've got coming up is called Valhalla, which is a Norse rock opera. So they use Norse mythology and assimilation with Christianity in this, how the Vikings came from up north down to, like, Northumberland in England. Oh. And then they they went and they raided monasteries. But after a while, there was this assimilation of the Norse paganism, the English or the Saxon, Anglo-Saxon Christianity. It all came together. And they do a really great job of portraying that in an awesome way.
Okay, I might be crazy. I thought you guys were a movie theater.
Well, it was a movie theater for decades.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not crazy. All right, I'm taking a victory lap here.
Well, we can help cure you in the future.
But you switched over from a movie theater to this, now it's live stage theater.
Yeah, in about 1996, the Booth family bought it. Steve and Mike Booth, the Booth brothers, bought the Main Street Movie Theater and turned it into a performing arts center, put in a nice big stage. We've had all kinds of different concerts. We've run a blues jam since about 2000. We have a rock band program for kids called Real Rock Band. And now we have a youth theater program that runs 5 days a week called the Great Hall Youth Theater Program. So
incredible.
Now we're a live theater, but we also do a lot of concerts and classes and programs.
If you were just closer, my son would be at your School of Rock for sure.
Well, we would love to have them. We've had students as far as from Nephi to Highland.
And we'll see you at the Festival of Colors.
Indeed.
Yeah, playing lead guitar.
One of my favorite places to be, playing with Jai Krishna and Ananda Groove.
All right. Kurt Gordon, owner of the Angelus Theater here in Spanish Fork. What do you got, like on Main Street?
Yeah, we're 165 North Main, right by Stone Drug.
Yeah, Spanish Fork may be growing like crazy, but still the small town feel. I love it. Local theater, community theater. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'll see you at the Festival of Colors.
And like every small town, there's a Hare Krishna temple locally.
You guys are great. Thanks so much for making this fun for us. A great way to end our week here at KSL News Radio on the show. So thanks for joining us. I'm sure you'll have thousands more show up at the festival this year just because they heard you on KSL News Radio. Dave will be there.
It sounds amazing. I'm taking my wife. You said it was your birthday? When's your birthday?
It's my birthday. Well, it's my birthday weekend. You know how it is. Actually, my birthday month. March is my birthday month.
That's
we're
going
to start celebrating on March 1. We're going to go right through to the 31st. And so a gift for Deb every day.
It's all part of KSL in the community. We love being here. Thank you to Spanish Fork for hosting us. We've loved this experience, and we look forward to our next adventure for KSL in the community.